You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Graham O'Brien, you're the strongest person I know. Well, one of the few.
Earth Station Graham, a celebration of our favorite companion on Doctor Who. From being a retired bus driver to helping to save the universe multiple times. Who knows where in time and space Graham will show up next, but we guarantee it'll be adventure.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Earth Station Graham. I'm your host, Mike Faber, and we are going to be talking all about our favorite companion on Doctor Who, the man, the myth, the legend, Graham O'Brien. It is going to be so amazing to talk all about Graham, the man of the hour. And I have two great co-hosts who love Graham just as much as I do. Let's, of course, welcome Mr. Mike Gordon.
Howdy.
You ready to talk some Graham, sir?
Always. I feel very Graham about this whole thing.
Oh, of course. And we also have the lovely and talented Mary Ogle, who's probably throwing a Graham picture as we speak.
I've never been more excited about an episode ever.
Yeah, Mary is an artist, and I've seen her portraits of Graham. She does such a great job of it.
There can never be enough portraits of Graham.
That should have been the name of our podcast, Portraits of Graham.
Portraits of Graham.
Exactly. It would have been awesome, you know, because Graham is the perfect companion. He only whines and complains half the time, not like these other losers of Yaz and Ryan. Come on. You know,
you don't even need a doctor with Graham.
Oh,
he's the doctor.
For all we know, he could be the doctor, you know, and
he gets
he's just
mistaken
been doing
for the doctor all the time. And rightly so.
Of course, because he's Graham. And, you know, we definitely would love to hear from you guys. We don't have a new email address set up for Earth Station Graham yet. So you can reach us, of course, at earthstationwho@esonetwork.com. But put Earth Station Graham as your topic. We would definitely love to hear from you guys. You know, we want to hear all your love for Graham because Graham is wonderful. He is awesome. From the first time he appeared with Grace and Ryan riding that bicycle, trying to teach good old Ryan how to ride a bike, all the way to the final this year.
You know, I can barely even remember anybody else because Graham just outshines anyone he's on screen with. And even when he's not on screen, there's just this lovely layer of Graham over everything.
Maybe the last couple companions on Doctor Who before Graham were kind of weak because they were preparing for Graham.
Well, you know, now it all makes sense.
It does. I think Moffat had it planned out for all things Graham too.
It was the Graham master plan.
Of course.
The Grahamster plan.
The Grahamster plan.
And it is well known that when Chibnall created, or when he became the showrunner, his first act was to hire Bradley Walsh. And that left him with really the only alternative to hire a female for the Doctor, because you couldn't have another male. You couldn't have a male play the Doctor and Bradley Walsh as the companion. So because Graham was going to be so overpowering, you had to have a woman there as the Doctor.
The testosterone was way through the roof. Would be way through the roof. Ryan doesn't count because he doesn't have any, so it's okay.
I mean, if you look up alpha male in the dictionary, well, there's
Bradley
Ryan.
Walsh is right there.
Yeah. Yes,
it's just amazing because, you know, when you think of strong male companion, Graham comes to mind all the time, and you know he should be the one flying the TARDIS most of the time. He should let the Doctor just sit back and, you know, do something else.
I mean, it comes to mind all the time anyway.
See, say you. I'm of the opinion that Graham should let the women do all the work.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't need to get his hands dirty on that ugly TARDIS console. Yeah,
I mean, that's what they're for. They're there
exactly
to serve Graham.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, that was my biggest problem with the last two seasons is we did not get enough of them showing their love for Graham by doing his laundry, you know, shining his shoes.
Well, you know.
It's a huge flaw in Chibnall's plan.
No, that's very true. You know, and Graham is so adaptable. He'll, you know, maybe resist for the first minute or two, but after that, he goes with any plan that comes his way because Graham is just so flexible.
That's what she said.
He really can do it all.
Of course he can, because he's Graham. He's Graham-tastic.
There's not a situation that Graham can't handle.
No, that's very true.
There's not a situation that Graham can't handle better than anybody else.
Yeah, so amazing that, you know, I mean, true to fact, as, you know, the Radio Times said that of all the TARDIS team, Bradley Walsh as Graham is the standout. Really believable and likable character and able to convey such a range of emotion in just a few looks.
A true classic newspaper said that. How could they be wrong? You know, it's all about Graham.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that. I truly respect that, guys. And, you know, having, you know, an actor like Bradley Walsh working on other projects doesn't compare to him being Graham on Doctor Who.
No, I think everything he's done led up to this moment.
He was born for this moment.
And those people who are putting out rumors that, you know, Graham is leaving the show, they're just doing that to throw us off. It's their version of an April Fool's joke.
You know? Well, I don't know. I mean, I think the biggest criticism from last season is that we got less Graham. Like, I don't understand why Chibnall and everybody backed off of Graham last season. I mean, that was the big problem, right? That there was not enough Graham.
Well, obviously, I mean, if he is quote unquote leaving, then it would be just to do a spinoff of, you know, the Graham show.
Oh, exactly. Can you imagine the Big Finish Adventures with Graham?
I mean, they know where the money is. I mean, obviously, the only reason people tune in is to watch Graham, so.
Because he's Graham.
The only reason I tune in.
No, yeah. Exactly. It's not like, you know, like anything else about the show. It's just Graham. It kept us with the show through the last two seasons.
Yeah, because let's face it, even if the writing wasn't so great or the directing wasn't so great, Graham was always there like a shining beacon in the darkness.
I mean, when you have a character that beat cancer, I mean, Graham beat cancer. Like, not the Doctor hasn't done that. Nobody's done that on the show. That's amazing. That makes him outstanding on his own.
That alone. But I mean, let's face it. Nobody else just has the strength and the fortitude that Graham has. I mean, he's the only one who could beat cancer.
Well, of course.
Of course he did.
Of course. Well, let me ask you this question, guys. Which of the episodes of the last two seasons was your favorite Graham episode?
Oh, that's hard because they're all so beautifully Graham-centric.
Were you happy when Graham finally got revenge on Tim Shaw for taking out his wife? Were you happy?
For taking out his wife?
Yeah, for taking, yeah, basically.
I just didn't get the love triangle there. Now, you know, it actually makes a lot more sense.
Well, Grace had a thing for teeth. What can I say?
I mean, you know, we all have our quirks.
Exactly. And, you know, I think you've seen a lot of growth in Graham, too, through the last two seasons. And, you know, to make him make sure he's the true hero of the show.
Yeah, it's really funny because it's hard to see character growth in a character that had zero flaws, and yet somehow they managed it.
It's just amazing because he just grew and grew and grew. And I don't mean girth, but, you know, as personality wise and everything, which is pretty darn awesome. You know, I think with Graham, we have only the sky to keep on going. You know, now that the Doctor, you know, supposedly found out that she was the timeless child, which I really think is Graham anyway.
Well, I think it's safe to say that Graham has changed all our lives forever.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I'll never look at a companion the same way like I look at Graham.
No, I mean, of course, we could argue whether Graham was even a companion or not, because obviously he was the centerpiece of the show.
Well, duh. Of course.
Yeah. But, I mean, he was the one that all the other companions and other characters went to have a heart to heart. Right. I mean, he was the one that straightened things out. He was the one that defeated T Tim Shaw at the end of the last season. I mean, like, he's the one that takes care of business.
Mm-hmm, exactly. He rose against petty jealousies and such. And, you know, he did not end up killing Tim Shaw. And it was pretty, you know, brave of him, because he's Graham the Brave and the Wise.
Well, yeah, he's just, his nobility just really shone through in that moment.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. So, bless your heart, Graham. That's all I could say.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, in the meantime, I'm glad that, you know, even though we don't have new Doctor Who to talk about, I'm glad that we're, you know, going to people, we can be like, what are you going to talk about? Of course, we're going to talk about Graham's best moments, but things to carry us over. You know, there's been three tie-in novels with the 13th Doctor era, and all of them feature Graham. And so we're looking forward to reviewing all three of those.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. How could they not?
Exactly.
What else? I mean, obviously, when the writers were handed their prompts for their scripts, they looked at the cast of characters and they said, well,
we just need a little more Graham.
Exactly what to do with Graham.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious that going forward, I mean, no matter what happens, you know, if it's true that Bradley Welsh and Graham are leaving the show, it's just because it's just too overpowering. They can't write anybody else. If it is the Doctor's show, quote unquote, then Graham has to go. And I look forward to seeing the Graham show.
Of course. You know, they did a K-9 and Company. Why not have Graham and his amazing friends?
I don't think there's need for friends. Just Graham. Let's just call it just Graham.
It's just going to be Graham in a spotlight. Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait till Graham meets River Song. It's the perfect match. I think that would be awesome.
Well, I mean, if anyone would love Graham, it would be River.
Of course.
I mean, she would understand immediately what a shining light he is.
Well, Captain Jack saw what a shining light he was.
Of course.
That's true.
Smooched him big time, you know?
Yeah. Even mistaking him for the Doctor.
Of course.
That, you know, even Jack was swayed by the power of Graham.
Yeah, well, that raw animal magnetism. I mean, how do you resist that?
I've been saying that since the beginning of last season. It's just like, I just was waiting for everyone else to catch up. So I do understand that completely. What else can we say?
You know, I think in the beginning, people were just so dazzled by his brilliance that they didn't even understand what was happening. But now we can all acknowledge that Graham is, he's the one.
I could see it.
And it's, you know, shame on Chibnall and everybody else associated with the show for not really appreciating him, especially, like I said, last season. I mean, the first season, the most compelling storyline was Graham getting over the loss of Grace. You know, I mean, literally, like, just every episode they had to sort of delve into his emotional state and how he was feeling in relation to that loss, and it consumed the entire first season, and it was the center point, the through line of every single episode in that first season with there. And now, you know, the second season, it seems like he's over her. So that's great. He can move on. We were kind of hoping in that last episode he would get a love interest, but you know, once again, the producers disappoint us and you know, let him just not be the center that we all know he should be.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it would be so hard to find somebody that is his equal in any way that wouldn't just be completely overshadowed by him.
Well, I think Grace was a good equal for him, but, you know, he had to move on and, you know, get his life back in order. And now he just is searching for love across the galaxy.
He's got his own TARDIS now.
That's true. Watch out, Clara and me. You know, here comes Graham.
Exactly. Yeah. So whether we get it from the BBC, whether we get it from Big Finish, you know, I mean, the possibilities are endless with tales of Graham that can be told in the future.
Nope. Totally agree. And, you know, where Graham could go from here, it's endless. It's timeless.
Yeah. I don't think his, you know, it's like Shakespeare. His story will never end.
No.
People, you know, millions of years from now will be looking back on this era and saying, oh, if only I'd been alive during the era of Graham.
I could see it. I truly could see it. So I wonder.
You're truly blessed.
Yes. Yep. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, if Graham had been the companion to any other doctor, it would be the same issue that, you know, it would have been the Graham show.
Even Tom Baker's doctor, Doctor Number 4, would have had to take him in the back seat to Graham.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
of course.
Of course.
Yeah. He would have called Graham his best friend.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, had Graham been around in the, 10th Doctor era, then 10 would have fallen in love with Graham. We understand that.
No, I'm sure he is in love with Graham even now.
Well, of course.
That's a good point.
You know, wibbly wobbly, timey wimey stuff. You know, definitely. You know, you could have, you know, another doctor from afar through time worship what Graham has become. So it's pretty darn awesome.
Yeah, I just can't see how, you know, going forward, they could come up with another companion. All of them would be, you know, pale in comparison to what Graham has brought to the table as far as story ideas and just development in a companion. It's everything we look for.
And more.
And more. That's what we could say. Yeah. I'm looking forward. We still have a couple more months to go till we see Graham again on the big screen, but I am looking forward to it. I'm counting the days, as well most people should be.
That's the only reason I care. Is that
it can't come fast enough.
Yeah, it really can't. I don't even know how I'm gonna survive.
Oh, I know. We'll do something. You know. Maybe we'll rewatch season 11 and 12 again. Maybe we should do reviews and just feature Graham, not anyone else.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I think that could actually work. And, you know, we definitely would love to hear from you guys at home. For right now, write us at earthstationwho@esonetwork.com. Let us know what you guys think about Graham. We definitely would love to hear some Graham logic. It would be awesome.
Yes. Just make sure you put in the subject, I love Graham.
Of course. Because we do. It's just a fact.
Yeah, well, everybody does.
Well, duh. That's just an easy one to figure out, too. So, well, kids, I think that wraps up our Graham. You know, there's only so much Graham we could be talking about and loving. And, you know, you could find more about Graham. There's a whole Wikipedia pages dedicated to Graham. It's pretty awesome. There's websites dedicated to Graham. There's even Facebook pages dedicated to Graham. I'm sure there's Instagram. You can find all different things, you know, looking at Graham. And, you know, if you want to find out about Bradley Walsh, he's just as grand too, because he's Graham. But so I think that's it for tonight. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I never get tired of talking about Graham. But I understand, that there's only so much that we can convey to people. So until next time, it's been my pleasure, as always, to chat, talk about Graham.
And Mary?
Well, you know, I mean, I could go on and on and on about Graham. There's just so much to say. And, you know, sometimes I even get a little choked up about it because it's Graham. But I mean, thank you so much for inviting me to talk about Graham, because this is truly the highlight of my life.
Well, this is what we're going to be talking about on this podcast until the new series comes back. So all Graham all the time, as we like to say.
Excellent.
Our ratings are going to go through the roof.
In these times of trouble, I mean, what better time than now to just focus on Graham? I mean, exactly. He's the hero we all need right now.
Graham makes everything better. It just makes a day go a little quicker, a little friendlier, a little happier. With Graham, we can get through that. And with that, I'd say good night. Peace, everybody, from myself, Mike, and Mary. Have a little Graham tonight. Peace, and we're out.
Woohoo!
And by the way, April Fools. We love you guys. Talk to you next time.
Are we supposed to understand anything you're saying?
She thinks that thing is an alien.
That'd be daft. There's no such thing as aliens. Anyway, even if they was, they ain't going to be on a train in Sheffield.
Why not? I'm alien and I'm here.
Grace, we're going.
I really don't like this. I don't want to do this. Oh, I can't stand it. Come on, Graham, deep breath, son.
Sorry, mate, don't mind me.
Can I ask, if we are on an alien planet with aliens, how can we understand them? Ain't they talking alien?
Let's have a look. Yeah, medipods have put implants into each of you. Standard procedure. Checks for a universal translator. Implants one if you don't have one.
Are you? Well, can people and things stop putting stuff inside me without my permission?
I shouldn't. Unless, no. Too unpredictable.
Could what?
It's a risk.
Oh, like none of our other trips have ever been risky.
I have apologised for the Death Eye Turtle Army. Profusely. Oi! Oh, I was expecting a tentacly thing. Don't you move!
Wait, is that another alien?
Looks like it!
Why is she running at another alien?
Don't just stand there, come on!
Now you're all running at it.
That's the problem with junk galaxies. All the planets look the same. It's hard to keep track.
If we've wasted the last 4 hours on the wrong planet...
Oi, who took you rain bathing in the upward tropics of Kinstano?
Oh, no. Listen, that's amazing. I was just saying, like, needle, haystack.
Yeah, you might be right. And?
In the touch one?
Ryan?
You'd all would have done the same.
I wouldn't.
I would have. Is anyone excited? Because I'm really excited.
You won't be if it's a bomb.
Don't kill the vibe, Graham. He was a bit full of himself. I've got a couple of questions.
A couple? I've got a book full. Not angry, are you? Because these days I always carry a cheese and pickle sarnic, you know, just for emergencies.
We will stop somewhere else to eat, though, won't we?
No time, Graham!
Have you noticed that happens a lot? I need regular food, that's all.
You carry sandwiches with you every time you leave the TARDIS.
Yeah, well... I've learned the hard way, haven't I? I mean, we can go a long time without eating, and I get a bit cranky with the old low blood sugar level. Now, always come prepared.
Delivery for the doctor.
Ah! It's the Kaplan Man! It's the what? The Kaplan Man!
You're just making sounds now.
We're on an alien planet, Graham.
Well, the three suns in the sky are a bit of a giveaway.
Uh-huh. What do we do?
Shall we just follow her?
Yeah.
I was trying to hack into my sister's medical records.
Well, we've all hacked into our loved ones' confidential records at one stage or another, haven't we?
Even the wee lass here?
Even me. Very handy undercover. Set a woman to catch a woman.
A cunning ruse, using your innate aptitude for nosiness and gossip.
She explicitly said not to come back and is not safe.
Look, it's swap cranes. It's trying to bring it down. We have to stop it.
Huh? What do we do now?
Ryan, I'll stay here with you.
Oh, what?
Not him.
Hey, what's that for?
Both of you, stay clear of the mirror. It's already tried to lure in Graham.
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't lured. It's not like I gave it my credit card details.
Now, I know this is a bit of a shock.
Well, you could say that. I mean, we have been dumped in space. We've got spaceships crashing all around us. Now we are marooned on a planet that everyone else is racing to get away from.
All right, anyone can focus on the negatives.
Well, what are the positives?
Those systems are lit up like a Christmas tree.
9 cries for help, 9 distress signals, all coming from the same planet. Not just the same planet, the same area of the same planet. Now listen, planet of Ranskor av Kolos.
Ranskor av what?
Kolos, roughly translated, means disintegrator of the soul.
Oh, another cheery one.
Give me a signal when you're ready.
Okay.
Is it wrong to be enjoying this?
Yes!
What is actually going on here? Because I'm confused. Are you confused?
Pretty confused.
Proper confused.
I'm way beyond confused.
No monster but the occasional bear. Look, thanks for coming. I'll go back soon, but you can go now.
I'm going to hit him.
No, you're not. I am.
Nobody's going to hit anyone.
Don't diss me, Granddad, ever! You shot him!
Yeah, but just the foot. Just in the foot, just to shut him up. Don't tell the doc, she'd be livid.
Graham O'Brien, a very warm welcome to Premium Maintenance.
Not a word.
Flaming rocks! I'm never coming here again!
Graham!
Run!
You're safe!
I got you! No.
Who was it? Wrong number.
Intruder alert again?
It's a doorbell.
I'll go tell him to go away.
No, Ryan,
So, as you're contemplating eternity, keep one name on your mind.
Grace.
See you, Graps.
Graps.
See you later, son.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the T Public Store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.